So here's our little solar system. As we pull away from our melted planet here, we actually, turns out, have a couple of other planets in this solar system. Let's fly to another one. So in fact, we're going to have just an unlimited number of worlds you can kind of explore here. Now, as we move into the future and we start going out into space and doing stuff, we're drawing a lot from things like science fiction. And kind of all my favorite science fiction movies I want to basically play out here is different dynamics. So this planet actually has some life on it. Here it is, some indigenous life down here. Now, one of the tools I can eventually earn from my UFO is a monolith that I can drop down. Now, as you can see, these guys are actually starting to kind of go up and bow to it. And over time, once they touch it, they will become intelligent. So I can actually pick a species on a planet and then make them sentient. See, now they've actually gone to tribal dynamics. And now because I'm actually the one here, I can actually, if I want to, get out of the UFO and walk up, and they should be worshiping me at this point as a god. At first, they're a little freaked out. Okay, well, maybe they're not worshiping me. I think I'll leave before they get hostile. But we basically want a diversity of activities the players can play through this. You know, basically, I want to be able to play, you know, Day the Earth Stood Still, 2001 A Space Odyssey, Star Trek, War of the Worlds.